This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, welcome back to Betch Labs. I'm Samantha.
I'm Jordana, and we're here with Jared Fried.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
If you don't know who that is, he is the only man who has ever been on our podcast.
we're monogamous.
Yes.
With our podcast.
I don't know. This is special. I knew this was special.
Yeah. I think we think there's monogamy, but on his podcast, he has other girls. So, like, he's got a bunch of side chicks.
But you guys
so
are.
So it's just like real life.
Yeah, this is art imitates life.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are a favorite of the listeners. Whenever the betches come on, people love it.
Great.
And I'm happy to be here. Let's talk betchy.
We're happy to have you.
We have a lot of conversation.
If you haven't listened to Jared's podcast, he has the J Train podcast. It is really funny. He also writes our site sometimes. He wrote a Bachelor Bro Breakdown, which was hysterical. I laughed many times while reading it, and I am very annoying with that. So,
he also hosts our comedy shows,
yeah.
So you may have seen him.
Exactly. So let's get down to it. What do you think of this season of The Bachelorette, since you're like the number one male Bachelorette fan?
So I have a lot of strong opinions. I think what's going on with The Bachelorette is like what's going on a lot with like a lot of art stuff, where like people are shoving progress down your throat in an effort to look good.
Right.
But really the product gets, you know, isn't as natural, and it gets lessened.
Do you not think she's a good Bachelorette?
Here's the problem. It's not that she's not great. She's a worthy Bachelorette. She's really fun and seems great, but we never got to meet her.
Right.
JoJo, we watched her crash and burn. We had some sort of connection with her. Rachel gets the first impression rose in 5 seconds. Then we don't see her the whole season until the New Orleans date, where all of a sudden they're in a movie about social progress where they're breaking all the rules. And then... Now all of a sudden she's the Bachelorette before she's even kicked off
that
the show.
That was absurd.
So then she gets edited out because everyone was like, any scene
they
she was in.
They know that she's gone.
It had no worth.
That was stupid. I don't know. They still haven't explained like why they decided to announce that she was the Bachelorette a full like 3 episodes before she was
They're
gone.
Never going to explain it.
That's the thing. We need an explanation, because when that happened, it basically ruined this whole Bachelor, because I don't really care as much.
You don't feel for her because you never saw her like go through anything.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And listen, she's got a great job. She sounds like she comes from a great family. She's smart. She's beautiful. And it's like, it feels like they told her the last Bachelor, they're like, we're going to make you the Bachelorette. Like, it feels like they had some sort of deal before it started.
Right. I can agree with that.
Or not before it started, but, like, as she got far along, they
something
were like, okay,
happened.
This is her.
This is her.
Because she's not going to win, because he's not going to pick her.
Not going to pick her, yeah. And so it's like, but it's like with a lot of things, because now a lot of women, what I'm hearing from, like, a lot of women, they're like, they love her. And then it's like, yes, I love her too, but are you entertained?
No,
that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm not entertained necessarily. I think that's what the rest of the cast. I think it's usually in the show, it's usually about the rest of the cast doing the entertaining, not really them. So that doesn't really bother me as much.
Yeah.
I do really like her. I feel like she's like normal. It almost is like, we think we were talking about this other time I was here. Is like the only, like the weirdest thing about her is that she's on the show.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Which is always a good sign.
I can't imagine her self-taping an audition.
Exactly.
Like, I can't see her setting up the camera and having a friend being like, you're crazy.
And if you look at her, if you look at her Instagram, and we all know they're all like obsessed with the Instagram endorsements, that's basically they're just like set for life with their careers with these things. Like, have you looked at her Instagram?
No.
She has like almost no posts. She puts like what was like once every 3 months, like, and they're not good. Like, she's not good at Instagram.
Yeah.
She clearly is not like using that to like make money.
Well, this is back to the theory that she was cast to be on this long ago. You know, because maybe they gave her such a fat contract that they were like, here's the deal. If you can't take any Instagram sponsorships because it lessens you.
Maybe this is like naive of me or like delusional, but I really don't even think she like it. Like, you really have to look at her Instagram. It's like that bad that it wasn't even like she stopped posting. Yeah. It's like she just like doesn't care about like Instagram, which is like so cool.
Yeah. Now I hate her. Yeah.
Honestly,
she's like one of the girls who doesn't tag her hot friends. What the fuck?
Exactly,
you ruined my shit.
She's like using it to save memories of like fun moments that she had,
yeah.
Which is like not how you're supposed to use Instagram.
What are you, a normal person who's not a narcissist? Get out of my life.
Exactly,
okay?
That's not good TV. No one wants to see a psychologically normal person finding love on television.
This is what I'm talking about. Because I literally was just talking to a girl about this, and she was like taking the position of like the progressive, like, oh, it's just nice that there's a normal person. I was like, yeah, it's nice, but the medicine's got to taste bad to do you any good.
Right. That's like not why I tune in.
That's not
why. That's
why
they brought in DeMario's girlfriend.
Honestly, my
DeMario's girlfriend is hilariously a mess.
Yeah, she was great.
That's
what I'm saying. That's why they flew her in. Yeah. She didn't pay for that flight.
But to even get on the flight and be like, to agree to that.
Right.
Who's the crazy one? The dude who's just fucking? The girl who, you know, went on The Bachelorette? Or the person who took days off of work to do this shit?
That seems
right. And now everyone knows who you are and that you're a fool.
Who's getting a girlfriend or a boyfriend first? I think DeMario's getting a girlfriend.
The best part was she goes,
crazy chick.
She goes, he did not come to my house to break up with me. The last time he came over to my house was to fuck me.
This guy sounds awesome.
And he's like, well.
Yeah. What's he going to say?
Right. She's like, what are the texts going to say? He's like, well, it depends on which text you read. If you read the text from the night I met her, they're going to be entirely positive.
My favorite part of DeMario was when they brought him up to the girl. He sees the girl. He does the most guy thing.
Who's this?
He's just buying time. He's like, I got to figure out how I'm going to do it. And so he just says something to get something out there. And it's the worst thing. It could have been his mom. And he would be like, who's this?
What are you doing here? What are you doing?
He probably thought he was getting like some sort of special rose. Yeah. He was like kind of like skipping out.
You get
there.
The threesome rose. Yeah, you're getting two chicks. It is funny that who's this, because it's like that's a classic liar.
Right.
Because he's right now like, okay, how can
searching.
I make this story work out?
Right.
You know?
He's like, oh, can we get off the cameras so that I can figure out how to spin this?
Exactly. It's like when Scott Disick was hiding the woman in the bathroom downstairs and Kim Kardashian like found her.
Oh,
did
I don't
you
know
see this.
This?
Okay,
I,
this happened like recently. Like it was a few episodes ago. Scott
LD?
Scott was having sex with a woman in his house and everyone comes in, Kim and the camera
and the
crew.
Camera
really?
And everything. Yeah.
I didn't see
they
it.
All come in and this girl is like scurrying to hide and they
God.
Like her handbag and Kim like knows that there's a girl there and she like hunts down in all the rooms and they like find her and like kick her out.
I've been thinking about this.
And you can just see Scott's face panicking.
Did she sign the release? Can you see her
face?
No,
you see like the back of her, but I guess you kind of see her a little bit. But Scott, you see him like panicking. Like, what are you doing? There's no one here. Like, there's nothing happening.
He's
like,
inventing it on the fly.
Is that what men do when they lie? They're just like, they just like just say shit, whatever. Like,
just get it out
there. Comes to their head.
Yeah, just keep talking because girls will listen.
You're like forming a way to come out with the truth, but instead you're just like saying
you're
shit.
Sitting there. Yeah. It's as if I put down a connect the dots and you're sitting there trying to connect dots, but they go nowhere, you know? And I'm just like, keep connecting dots while I figure out what the fuck I'm going to do.
That's
a cheater. Okay. I'm in this game, okay?
Yeah,
and I was thinking about this like 2 days ago about like how hard it is. Like if you got married in 2007 and are still married, you're a fucking hero. Like
7 years?
Just
no.
The past
seven,
10 years. 10 years.
Sorry, I thought it was 2014.
Bad at math.
No, I literally thought it was 2014.
Bad at math or bad at calendars, which is your choice. Calendars. But I was thinking like a marriage of 50 years, like that's not that hard. You know, like think about like your grandfather had three options.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, and really nowadays, your buddy that was married 10 years ago or like in the last five or like in a relationship, like they're avoiding like the best time to be out there, like
especially in New York,
or the best time to get caught.
The best time to get caught. It's so hard to fucking cheat and lie in this day and age. Like just like,
but it's easier to get people to begin with.
Oh yeah. This is the easiest ever been to find someone. The hardest is to ever keep someone. There's no question. Like with the amount of like we're at some point we're gonna talk. I talked about the dating apps. Like what app would be good for someone? I had a girl over. This actually connects to you guys. You guys posted an Instagram post of mine, but you did it at like 2 in the morning.
What?
So
I'm never up that late.
It was years ago. Okay. It was something you did it years ago.
I was having a weird month.
It was a weird month. You're off your sleep schedule. I get it. And I get a post. And when I get posts from you guys, I'll get girls that will be like, hey, what's been happening?
Oh, wow. You like, get the U up text?
Yeah. I get like a version of it. I get the girl version of like, where you been? And I'm right. like, and so I had a girl.
Because you have female to female validation.
Well, so, yes, there's a girl that's said yes to you.
Yes.
Now another. Now so I am a viable option.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm literally dating this girl at the time. She's getting up early to go to work, and like we're in bed together. She gets up, and literally, there's on my phone. She just sees like, you know, Lauren, Rebecca.
Oh wow.
And like, you know, other Jew name. You know, like
right.
And, Nicole.
And then I look at it, and she goes, and by the way, you've gotten a few texts. I'm like. Why are these chicks
texting
me?
Those are my cousins. We're in my cousin family yeah, cousin. Group chat.
She's like, and by the way, you got a few girls that texted you this morning and then left and got mad. And I'm like, why did this happen? It's like, oh, because you guys posted. And I didn't even know about the post at this point.
I'm just here to fuck up your life.
And then yeah. and then I just see it and I was like, oh, fuck. But it's like, how many guys or relationships have been broken by push notifications?
Right.
Like,
true.
Just that
were
alone.
Were those relationships that secure to begin
no,
with?
No, of course not. But I'm saying... Right. You could fuck up in silence 10 years ago and you cannot fuck up in silence. Like you will mm-hmm. loudly fuck up these days.
Right. It's just there's just so many things yeah. to give you away.
There's so many. The lipstick on the collar used to be the only thing you'd have to be worried about. Now you have to worry about like seven different apps and like how they're going to make you look
and
like
and the notifications
asshole.
That might pop up.
That like, might pop up or like the text that might pop up or the... Whatever
so
it
hard
is,
to be
who's
a bad
liking
person.
Your Instagram? Like, if
well,
you,
no, he
you
didn't
can
do
see
anything
who you
wrong.
Like.
That's true.
And I did nothing yeah. wrong. This is yeah. just from past things.
Did you show her the? Did you tell her about the Instagram?
You try explaining, but like at that point, your
I
mind
understand.
Is made up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get where she's coming from. I get where I'm coming from, of course. But
no,
I'm
I mean,
like,
but once you explain that, I would be like, oh, that makes sense. That like,
but
these girls
this,
would do that.
There's a girl.
Show
thing.
Me the conversation.
Show me the conversation. But there's a very female thing where you get in a fight with a girl and she'll go. No, I get it. Like, she rationally gets it. And then she'll right. go, I just feel uncomfortable.
Right. It's true. Right. Emotions, yeah. emotions yeah. and thoughts are different.
Totally different. And yeah. I'm sitting there being like, okay, so what does that mean for us? It's like, we're cool.
It's like, I get it, but I'll remember.
Yes.
I'll remember
how I feel.
The resume's adding up to the right. next fuck up.
Exactly.
And it's like, then I'm like, right. and then I'm sitting in a relationship where I'm like, I gotta hang with someone who like kind of hates me right now. I don't want to fucking do that.
Well, I think it just causes her insecurity.
Of course.
And then that insecurity is within her, but it projects onto like.
Well, it's
things.
Like any yes. any actual act.
Now you're this type of guy.
Yeah.
It's like know? Any actual act can be interpreted in like several different ways, mm-hmm. depending on like what mood you're in or like what actually happened. And like sometimes something you do is like a little shady, but it wasn't like that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, but there's so many opportunities for a guy to just be a fucking loud, shady guy. Like, it's yeah. like Instagram especially. Like
there's opportunities for girls to do that,
girls
too.
Girls, too.
Just like...
I just wouldn't look for it in my mind. Like when mm-hmm. you can see who you follow likes. Like, I've had yeah. girls send me the picture of who you like it.
Oh.
And you're like, I don't know. I fucking was full of cum.
Yeah,
and...
I have to ask you about that. That's a very interesting question. Uh-oh. So, like, guys who, like, follow...
Big reveal.
Guys who follow these, like... Sometimes you'll be like going on a date with a guy or like dating a guy and yeah. you see like he follows like these like very like sexual Instagram models. He's like every other picture is their ass.
Yes.
And it's like, and when they like them, it's really weird because it's just like you can
why
like it. You can like it, but like why press the button
why
so that
like
me
it?
And all my friends can see that you liked
right.
it. And
right.
It's
like what are like, this here's girl's what, not going to hook
it's
up
it's like
you
can
you
like it intrinsically in your bones.
I yeah,
I
like,
don't care.
Like it
yeah,
quietly.
But don't, yeah, but like yeah. why do you have to tell the world?
Let me give right. a piece of advice to all the women out there.
Let's hear
it. And you guys can agree or disagree, but I'm just going to let you know how I feel as a man. I've been called out on this shit. If the girl has over 10,000 followers, let the guy have his like, okay?
No, I think that's worse because then it's like, why is
it's weird. No, listen, it's weird. It's weird. But just let him have the idea that she might see it and think he's cute too.
Is that why he's doing it?
Yes. It's,
right, but that's the worst reason.
I know, but it's just getting your yeah. rock. It's literally, it's such a, like a, the girl's not going to see him. He's not that good looking. He's not that great.
Right,
okay?
So basically the only thing that saves him is that he's not good enough for the girl.
Yes.
No, right. But, like, that, he's still
that makes
doing
you
it.
Feel like, oh, yeah. then I'm just like the fucking idiot actually having sex with this guy.
But it's just like, to me,
who's
it's like.
Who's trying to get this Instagram model who's never going
to
notice him?
To me, it's
happy to play second fiddle to this imaginary person.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like, you can't fight every war.
I just don't get what the guy like really has to
I'd be more worried about the guy liking the girl with 1,000 followers. I'd be more worried about
that. Because that's a girl he probably knows. But here's
the thing. Knows or knows of or has a connection to.
Right.
Or has liked 30 of her pictures. I call it tapping on the glass, where you're just tapping on the window. Yeah. You're like, hello.
That's so funny.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm hard. You know, like... In if you're in, and then that's my move.
Here's why
I like 10 pictures, and then and then if they like 10 of my pictures, I come back with a DM.
Is that the language now?
Yeah, this is the tap it on the window. Girls should do this. Girls should do this.
I know some girls, or one girl who does this.
You like 10 in a row. If he likes 10 of yours in a row, or the same number, then you DM, you say, now that we've liked every one of our pictures, I figured I should say hi.
So is that why sometimes people like 10 of mine in a row?
Yes, that's exactly why.
I just thought they're dumb.
No, they're hard. So yes, they're dumb.
Let me give
they're dumb and hard.
Let me give you the counter argument to that thing. If you're like, let's think about this from the female's perspective.
Okay, yep.
You like see him liking all these pictures. It's not that you're like upset. Again, like no one's upset that you like might like them. Like again, like in
general. You're a guy, it's fine.
Yeah, woman, the female form is like attractive. But then Instagram is like a public forum. So when you like something, not only like do we get to see that you like it, but everyone we know that follows you also gets to see it. And then it's like a little like weirdly, like imagine if you were... If a girl was laughing at that you were dating was laughing at a bunch of other guys' jokes.
Okay.
And you publicly, and all your friends got to just like see her just like thinking he was just like the funniest, best, funniest, like
I would hope that I would think he's funny too. So
even
like,
if you
so what?
What if his jokes were terrible? What if like the ass that's in the air and just clearly trying so hard? What if his jokes were just like
trashy,
like
I'm trying to think of so you're bringing it back to the like liking over 10,000.
I think it's
this is a different subject. You're right. I'm just saying that there are battles in every relationship, and if a girl like if that's where you're making your battle, everything annoys you.
I don't think so. I think that's just like a particular thing. It's like it's so easy to just not press the button.
Yeah.
It's also just like the guy's not getting any sort
of. At least
he's
not
like,
commenting.
True. Deal breaker. But here's the thing. Yeah. But like the guy.
Hey, babe,
gets,
you look. At least he's not writing you look beautiful and then spelling beautiful wrong.
Or fire emojis.
Yeah, fire emojis. Yeah. Or hope you have a blessed day. Those are the real weirdos. The one commenting on like Jen Selter's pictures. Hope you're blessed.
No offense, but I think you're very beautiful.
No offense. None taken.
Okay, the weird thing that I don't get is that the guy gets like no return from doing this. So if like...
It's a chance. It's like playing the lottery.
But there's no chance.
Thrill of the hunt.
So that's really... Okay.
I mean, that's half the reason guys stay single.
That's driving the guy like so much
so
that
DM
he's
her.
Not willing to like Center just
DM.
Stop doing
it's
it because it looks shitty.
Yeah. We're not even thinking of the people who are watching. Like you're like what you're saying, like that's not even like when I like 10 of a girl's pictures, I've never once thought like, friends are going to see this one.
We see everything. You
know, I know. And I'm, but I'm so cocksure, literally, that I'm like, I don't care. I'm an animal at this point.
Well, it's like the idea behind
it must be
the
nice
idea
to feel
behind
that way
it
about
is nice.
Things.
I think the idea behind romance is that like you that the man hides those like animal instincts. That's like the whole premise of romance is a man just pretending he has something on his mind that is not like
sex.
About how many beautiful
girls
women
don't
he can
poop,
have sex with.
Guys don't want to fuck every girl they've ever seen. That's the
those are the two
the
illusions
two
where
illusions were, we're keeping
that's
up
an
with.
Illusion. Okay. I was like.
These are the two illusions. Yeah. Guys are not looking at every girl in the subway and going, yes, 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 maybe, him, sure.
Is it like really that like you'll just take anything?
It's not anything. It's, well, let's talk about the apps because this is actually relates.
Yeah.
So I wrote for you guys a guy's breakdown of each of the dating apps.
Right. Yeah, you guys should read
it.
It's on betches.com.
Check it out. I enjoy writing these things for you guys because... I feel like I'm giving the...
You're helping.
I'm helping the enemy. I'm an enemy spy.
Great.
Gender traitor.
A gender traitor.
Do you watch Handmaid's Tale?
No.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I've heard. You do, you I've know. Heard that we're all evil. We're horrible people.
Yes.
So That's the premise. But I wrote basically like six of the apps, I think. Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, Happn, Coffee Meets Bagel. And I asked people for their, like, what do they think of these apps? Because I've been on Hinge and Bumble and Tinder. Never Coffee Meets Bagel, never Happn. Happn I was on when it first came out because I was like, I mean, they're going to tell me if someone next to me wants to blow me, sure.
It's like a European thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I think. It started in like France and now it's like, I don't know, it feels...
It's a little too much.
It's a little creepy.
But basically, I asked people on Instagram, I was like, hey, if anyone's had experience with these apps, let me know your experience. Mm-hmm. Tinder and Bumble was like a feminist app. The whole idea is like the woman's going to say hi first.
Right.
But you really did guys the biggest favor. We get to swipe all day long, see who likes us, and then see who likes us enough to even break the barrier of speaking first.
Right, it takes all the work out for you.
There is no work, and it's also, it's finding out who thinks you're hot, and then the person going, ooh me, I'll fuck you. So like what feminist creation is this?
Right.
It works to every flaw of sexuality that guys have, where we're like, we get the ego boost of a girl liking us, the ego boost of us saying hello, the, you know, oh, we can keep swiping while we're on the date in the bathroom. Like, that's crazy.
Do you think that it makes you like the girl less because you know she's definitely into you?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Do you feel like it gets rid of the chase a little bit?
That doesn't even cross our minds.
Really?
You speaking first is... I'd rather
you
just
have
a...
You have to speak first.
You have to speak first. That's the rules. And also, if we're having a good back and forth, like, whoever started this, I'm just happy the back and forth is good.
Right.
You're being social with so many fucking nothings that when it is good, you're like, oh, this is great. I don't care who brought us here. But what I'm saying is while you're on the date, you could be swiping all day long. Okay. So, like, guys, we'll just keep saying yes to, like, more ego boost. The feedback that I got that was interesting is that guys would write to me about Hinge and Coffee Meets Bagel. And all their there was a lot of guys that wrote back, I met my girlfriend on Hinge or Coffee Meets Bagel, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And they were like, and then it was either they met a girlfriend on Coffee Meets Bagel or Hinge, or... The guys were like, that app sucks. There's not enough chicks.
Right. I've heard.
And it's like, yeah, well, those are the apps that keep the animal caged.
Right.
You know, those are the apps that, like, if I was a girl.
The relationship apps.
Right. If I'm a girl looking for a relationship. I'm not saying you're not allowed to go fuck. If you want to be on Bumble and you want to go meet a guy and go, you know, do whatever, that's great. Good for you. But if you're on Bumble and actively complaining about these fuckboys.
Right.
Then go on. Hinge or Coffee Meets Bagel and say, because now you're getting guys that are like, because you only get so many likes, you're thinking about, do I like these girls?
Right.
Yeah.
You actually have to, might put a different organ besides your penis into the process.
It makes you do that.
Right. That's
insane. Unless a guy is forced, he will not do that. Mm-hmm. If you put a food in front of a dog, it's going to eat until it dies.
Man,
if you
so
put,
disgusting.
I'm just telling you, if you put a device that lets me swipe hot chicks all day, right. I'm going to swipe until I die alone.
Could literally be like on a billboard.
It could literally be on a billboard. Yeah, I think so.
I think you just created the Hinge.
Their new marketing campaign.
Yeah. They're just a dead man with his like hand in his penis.
Yeah. Just an old.
And a Bumble app on the screen.
Just an old dude with a man bun. It'd be an old, I'm cool still, at least, you know, like, oh, I don't know.
I didn't have to commit.
But I wrote this for you guys, but like, I was like, I even say at the beginning, I didn't rank them because like, I'm not, that puts judgment into it, which I'm not judging a girl if she wants to go fuck, but don't complain that all you're doing is fucking and you can't find a relationship while you're on the app that services that the least.
Right. It's just funny because Bumble's whole like campaign is about finding someone you like.
No, it's really about being an empowered woman.
It's empowered woman, but it's genius marketing.
But is it
because
really
it's not that at all? You've lost your power. You've given it away.
Yeah, I always thought that with Bumble that they took it just took all the work away from men, and online dating already takes like a huge part of the work away from men. So
scarcity
I did think that it was
is really the women's power. If you think about it,
yeah,
like, scarcity of vagina.
Yeah, if you think of, like, evolution, that's what evolution is.
Yeah.
Is that there's like millions of sperm and like one egg a month.
One egg. And we're just trying to get that egg.
Yeah.
But not really.
Right. That, no, right. But that's but it makes sense people. With like the way like men and female, males and females are built.
Yeah. And I see it in myself, and like that's the thing. Like I see it in myself, and I'm just being honest. Like someone's listening right now, being like, "This guy's a fucking dickhead." I'm just telling you.
No, Jared tells it like it is.
I'm just giving you the honest of what's going on right now, and it's saying it with no hatred. Like
I'm happy.
I'm like, I get why a guy would do that. I get why a girl would want a boyfriend and say this is fucked up. Like I had a friend, she was like, "I'm leaving Tinder." You know, she's complaining about it, and I'm like, "Yeah,
she just left Tinder."
I mean. She's Latina. No, yeah. Oh. I'm kidding. I kind of made that joke in the article. But it's just, you know, I feel for her, but I don't. We were saying, I don't know if we were taping it, but I was like, hardest has ever been to, easiest to find a guy, hardest has ever been to keep him.
During the podcast?
I think it was during the podcast, but who knows.
We had a conversation before.
After. A lot of different conversations. Yeah. But that's how I feel. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a deer batch.
I think we're gonna do a long one today. Yeah. I know you guys go short, but
we're only gonna have the more interesting one. We're gonna do one today, and I'm gonna pick the longer one.
Please.
Okay. We usually ask.
Because I love hanging out with you guys. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, so do we.
I always go to people. I'm like, the Betches are doing it right. I'm a huge fan.
Thanks. So you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah,
I'll come on anytime.
It's so much more entertaining when you're here. Actually. It is. Yeah.
Good thing this is an entertainment podcast.
Could be like the hormonal balance, or it could just be that you're funny.
I think your male perspective is very refreshing and
true. Thank you. I grew up, like, the only reason I like doing The Bachelor, Bachelorette is because I used to watch those shows with female friends of mine.
Right.
And I can't shut up. So I would sit there being like, that guy's trying to fuck that girl's into it, that guy, you know. And I would say it, and they'd be like, wait, what?
You should really do something with those skills.
Yeah, so you should tweet about it. We don't know if it's invented yet. Yeah, but there's a thing called Twitter that's coming out that you should live tweet.
I think the cure for polio was invented in a similar fashion.
Yeah,
there's a similar story.
There's some dude.
Exactly.
We should really fix that.
Some 13-year-old was friend zoned by all his girlfriends, and then
all these girls are in wheelchairs from polio.
Someone should do something.
So I heard you moved last week. I heard because you tell me. And
yes, I did. I've been hanging shit up all by myself. I feel very.
Do you have like a hammer?
I have a hammer. It's like so cute. It's polka dotted.
Mine is also polka dotted.
I think I got it from like Home Goods or something. Yeah. Sorry. We're definitely not supposed to mention that.
It's fine.
Okay. Anyway, but.
So what have you been hanging?
I've been hanging a lot of art that I have. And I also wanted some new art because my new apartment has a different aura than my old one.
What's the new aura?
It's like very white themed. Everything is white until I fuck it up. But it's my adult white theme thing.
Good.
So what I'm doing is I'm hanging like cool pictures that I've taken either on Instagram or like from other places. And since I'm really bad at art, as you know,
she's really bad at art.
Yeah. I'm using Framebridge, which is this company where you can sell. Where you can send your art to
be framed.
Be framed. And they'll do it, and they'll help you like pick out which one is the best frame for it, and like give you that artistic eye that I clearly don't have.
Yeah, I used them when I moved a few months ago, and they were like really, really helpful. You can like either submit a picture online that and like you can see what it would look like, or you can also send it to them, and they'll actually do the framing for you, because as we all know, framing's mad annoying. And we actually have a promo code that you guys can use if you want to try this also. It's go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCHES. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, framebridge.com, and use the promo code BETCHES.
Dear BETCHES, first off, I'm obsessed with you guys and the podcast. No lie, I actually just put your book, I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies, down to read this email. Thanks for the inspo. So I hope you answer my question. I hope this is appropriate length, because I'm pretty sure my friends are super tired of hearing about this shit.
Hold on. The one thing about you guys, I'll say, you guys are all really friends, which is nice to see. Because now I watch these Bachelorette, former Bachelorette contestants, and then and all their Instagram stories are them with the Bachelorettes from last season. How did they become?
Don't you have any real friends?
Yeah, where are your real friends?
Right. Did you just abandon them?
They just abandoned their high school and college friends because they fucking found another person with a 50 sponsorship.
Maybe they already didn't have those friends.
This is what I'm wondering. Like, how? No, nobody is as good of friends as former bachelor contestants. It's like crazy.
Once you hit 100K, your old life just disappears.
Disappears. Yeah.
Once you get 100K followers, everyone's...
Jordana, don't get too big for me.
Yeah.
I'm at like 1,000 or something.
But I'm saying it is nice to see female good friends. That's what I would say.
We wouldn't be doing this if we weren't friends.
Yeah. I mean, and if we weren't getting paid.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's
keep
we're
listening,
just here
ladies.
For the friendship.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
just
I'm just
keep
kidding.
Reading
anyway, I've had a massive crush on one of my coworkers for like a year now. Mm. We always worked in close proximity until last summer when my employer had me switch departments so that I not only worked with him on a day-to-day basis, but we also sat directly across from each other, literally Jim and Pam style. I found out that we actually had a lot in common, and we became close friends. He would obviously flirt with me so much that the other coworkers would notice and say how effing cute we are together. And so I kept trying to get him to hang out with me outside of work, suggesting happy hours, group hangs, etc. The only problem is that he is a workaholic, so the casual after-work drink was out of the question because he would typically stay at least 2 hours after the office closes. What a loser. After a work party, we hung out all night. He was even willing to leave our coworkers to go hang out with just my friends, and he paid for all my drinks the whole night. We ended up catching an Uber home together, and I went upstairs to his apartment to hang out and smoke. I thought I finally had this in the bag until things got awkward. He got super shy, and I ended up catching an Uber back to my house. The similar situation where we all hung out after work, after a work event, he shows me a shit ton of attention and then backs out at the absolute last minute. Has happened 4 times now. What is this guy's deal? My friends and coworkers clearly think he likes me because of how often he flirts with me, but he will not make the move to ask me out or take this to the next level. Do I cut my losses since I've been super obsessed with him for like a year now, or do I have any more moves left in my pocket? Do I actually go out on a limb and ask him out or something? I'm hesitant to be super forward with him because if that doesn't work out, we do have to work together every day. SOS, love Pam without her gym.
She needs to de-invest right now. Because
divest.
She needs to divest right now because it's obviously this isn't going anywhere because this has happened 4 times. He's not going to like make the move if you like push a little harder. And I wouldn't ask him out because that can probably only end awkwardly. So she needs to like pull away a little bit and then maybe he'll like come around.
What do you think?
If he's going to come around.
I love this question because there's a lot of lessons in it. There was something she wrote. I can't remember what it was.
What was it about?
In the middle of the...
He paid for all her drinks, and then they took the Uber home, and she was
The workaholic thing.
He's a workaholic. After work drink was out of the question because he would typically stay at least 2 hours after the office closes.
I'm not sure what she does, but I'm going to tell you what he's thinking. Because I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Guys see the breakup before the hookup. So he right now
is that true? I thought guys see the hookup and then they see everything else.
that is what you're saying is completely correct. Like we're acting on this like primal, like, you know, cocksure thing. Mm-hmm. But before we go through with something, we're like, okay, here's the worst that can happen from this hookup. And for him, the worst that can happen is he could lose his job. And the thing that in this guy being a workaholic, so his mindset is he wants to be successful. He wants to be rich. He wants to move up the company ladder. And he sees this girl. She's very nice. She's very cute, I'm sure. But he sees any entrance into having sex with her is a way that will ruin what he has going on at work. And he doesn't see that more worth it than the work stuff. So I think he's just afraid. I think he's saying, you know, I can go date other places. Like, it does. Why does this have to be the person for me? And she's saying, we're great together. Why wouldn't we be together? And he's saying, because if this ends, I screw up this job that I'm putting a lot of time into.
Right.
And I think when he buys her drinks, what guys will do is when we do that last second not hook up thing, it's because we want to be able to go to the jury and say to them, look, we didn't fuck.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do anything wrong. All I did was buy her drinks. We're friends.
Right.
You know, we haven't done. He knows that
interesting.
They, the minute they fuck is the minute they're over a mountain where he is always the asshole.
Right.
And if she was to say, you're being a dickhead and make things uncomfortable at work, he will always be wrong.
Right.
So he is very wary of that because, right, as she said, workaholic, which I don't buy excuses like that. Like, I don't think, like, girls always do this. He's so busy. He, you know, he, girls will give you a resume of items why he can't get back to them other than he ain't into it.
Right.
You know? So, but so, like, the busy thing I don't buy, but that just shows me his mentality, which is, I want to be rich. This is how I will be valued as a man because I can bring home the bacon. I'm not willing to give the opportunity of that up for a girl that I'm just
a little
cool
bit into.
With, right. A little bit
that
into.
It could be not. Right,
it could end bad.
It could be good, but it could be bad.
Nine out of 10 guys you meet aren't the one. The one ends in divorce 50% of the time.
Right,
right.
Happy
Valentine's
Day.
Which is why I say to her, she should divest.
So divesting is the move, but it's also...
Don't take it personally.
I think don't take it personally. Like, yeah, like, be cool with this guy. And I don't think change the relationship. Don't be, like, standoffish and stuff as much as...
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like at some point everyone changes careers. We're not... It's not the 50s. You're not working for Ford Motors for 100 years, right, and getting a retirement party and a pension. People are going to move the fuck on. So keep this cordial. The minute, right, I bet you, the minute he moves on to a new job, he'll ask her out.
Yeah.
So what you should do is just get him fired separately from you,
yes,
secretly.
No, she should just try to go on with her life outside,
exactly,
outside of it and just see where it goes.
And also know, all her all her hangouts happen at work shit. So he's not even making the effort to, like, yeah, this happened,
right,
it never happens with them just to, like, hey, you just want to go get some dinner? Like, it never works out that way because he is not willing to,
right,
go over that hump.
He's,
right,
trying to keep it work.
Right.
Keep
except
it work.
For this one situation where he chickened out.
Chickened out because he flew to the close to the sun and he ducked out the minute it was got hot.
Sounds like an ambitious guy.
Yeah.
Where do you work?
Sounds like a good catch.
But I also keep it cool with him. Like, I don't think, like, he's done nothing wrong, so this can only make her look crazy if she's like starts getting angry about it. It's like, no.
Right.
Fucking be cool. And then the minute one of you gets a new job, I bet you if you keep in contact, he'll either be in contact because he wants to, you know, get together, or in contact because,
right,
maybe you have a good work recommendation.
Yeah,
right.
And then until then, you've got like a work flirt crush.
Yeah,
crush.
And now
like
and
fun.
You should go on Coffee Meets Bagel or Hinge,
yes,
to meet someone who's going to be committed.
And also,
and if that doesn't work out, maybe he'll get fired.
Also, stop talking in terms of you two being a thing. So like, I hate that when everyone at work is like, you guys are so cute. Like, everyone makes it a thing before you guys even get to.
Do you have a job that you go into an office for?
I've seen these things. I know how these things work.
I hate it at my desk job.
Hypothetically, I watched The Office. Yeah. I knew the reference.
I love The Office.
I just
no,
watched
because
it today.
It doesn't always occur.
Craig
only
Robinson,
occur in work situation.
Daryl just showed up last weekend at the Comedy Cellar. That guy, if
he's
you guys
so
have
funny.
A chance to go see him, what a show. He sits at the piano and gets people singing. But
he just digress. Does that in The Office. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
episode?
He played a fucking, like, a deep cut from The Office. Remember that episode where they made the commercial?
Remember.
Yes.
And Dunder Mifflin. People, paper cut. You know the song?
I do.
He played that, and, like, people in the crowd were singing. I was like, that's, like, one episode.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed
people
with
really
The Office.
Are,
we've given ourselves office roles as if we were in The Office in our actual office.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
He's in Brooklyn this weekend.
Sammy's Michael Scott.
That's me.
Ah, I love it.
And Elena's Jan.
Jan, okay. What are you?
I'm Jim.
Jim?
Yeah.
Just looking off at the camera?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just think she has to stop talking as if this is a thing.
Right.
So, like come back and be like, I'm on Bumble now. Look at this idiot. Like,
right.
Show it to him.
Right.
Make you two not the public.
Think about a different guy. And, like, also, I know what you mean, even though you haven't been to an office to see it. But
this
people
happens.
Do this. It happens other places. Too.
Yes, where it happens in high schools and colleges.
Yeah,
where they're the old couple, but they haven't fucked,
right.
And it's like it's just everyone taking the attention off themselves
right.
for all their insecurities.
Right,
right.
So everyone makes you this like fake couple, and it's like, yeah, get over it, people. We haven't fucked.
Right. Right.
You know, like,
you can also stand up and make that announcement at your next performance review.
This is get over it, boss. We haven't fucked.
Okay.
Let's do another email. I like doing emails.
I think we're kind
are you
of
done?
Out of
we
time.
Can do a game.
People don't listen.
We can do a couple games.
Let's
we're
do a game.
Do some
let's
games.
Play some games.
We're gonna play some games. Okay. Would
do
you
rather? Your
okay. What are your thoughts on chokers?
I think they look good. I don't like, I think they're, I think if it's too much, mm-hmm. it's like, relax, but
it's too much.
Like if it looks like you came from a dungeon and escaped, okay. like I don't need that type of choker. Right. But like a subtle choker, it also has to make sense with the outfit you're wearing.
Right. You're very fashion forward.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm.
Look
it's,
at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, look great. You look sharp.
I brought the outfit today in my hungover state, but I.
Some of us did not.
You guys look great. Evening attire. I couldn't believe it. So, I. The choker is, I think girls make a bigger deal out of the choker than guys are. Also, the reason I like chokers for girls, it tells you it's a douchebag alarm. Guys who suck can't help themselves by saying something dirty about the choker.
That's amazing. So, I love that.
I think it's one of those things that outs assholes.
Right.
I was at a party. My parents had a party at their house, and I went home for the party. It was like a big barbecue. Girl on TV in a choker. This guy comes up to me and goes, you know what they say about girls and chokers? And then just walks away. And I was like, I don't know what they said.
I was going to ask you. What do they say?
No, yeah. I'm looking around the room. Like, my mom's in a choker. What the fuck are you talking about? You know, I just think any good guy would be like, oh, she looks beautiful in that total package. Any asshole would be like, oh, I bet she likes getting strangled. Like,
right.
That's stupid. Like,
right. Okay. That's where their minds go, is what you're saying.
An asshole would go sexualized with that. Okay. And a good dude would be like, oh, you just look fucking hot.
Okay.
I think so. If a girl's going to wear a choker, like, it just lets you know the type of guys that just stay away from. Like, if someone at a bar, that's the only thing you could fucking come up with.
Right. Yeah. You know? And whenever guys comment on, like, something you're wearing or something like an accessory, or like, I once had a guy that was like, well, like, girls who wear white jeans, I'm like, what? It's like the summer.
What, their ass looks hot?
It's
the
summer.
Right. It's never, right.
It's not very clever.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And it's also, I'm uncomfortable when girls make comments, like weird comments about, like, all of girls have always come up to me and be like, oh, like, jacking up? This happened before the show, before the last Betcha show. I was really hungover. I felt incredibly fat. And I was in the fucking green room. And some girl was like, ooh, you look jacked up. How much you bench? I was like, I fucking feel raped right now. Like, I didn't mean rape, but like, you know, mentally just like felt really uncomfortable.
Right.
And I was like, no, I wasn't. If I'm jacked,
stop objectifying
me. Yeah, well, also, if I'm jacked, I'll be fucking jacked and everyone in the room will know I'm jacked. Like, I don't need you being
identifying
me. Yeah, yeah. Well, also, it's just like that. If a group would look at him and be like, I don't think he looks that jacked, then no. You know, don't say that.
Okay.
This is what I mean by that.
So, like, stop making...
guys do it more than women do it a million times more. I'm just saying, I understand where a girl comes from feeling uncomfortable. Right. Do you know, before I came here, I was so hungover. I went to Sweet Green.
Yeah.
I was going
to
tell this
you went
before.
To Sweet Green for your hangover?
Here's
what
happened.
Every time I leave Sweet Green, I'm starving. I'm so fucking hungry.
They have those bowls, the warm bowls.
Oh, okay.
You might as well just go get a cheeseburger. Like, it's crazy. It's like those warm bowls will fill you the fuck up. Mm-hmm. So I had that, and then I went to Sweet and Plum, Sugar and Pear. What the fuck? The fuck is that place called? The really nice. I was like, I'm gonna get a cookie.
Yeah, it's like a nice bakery.
It's like a nice bakery. So I was like, it's right on 78th and Amsterdam.
It's right here.
So I was like, I'm gonna get a cookie. I'm hungover. I went to Sweet Green, so I didn't get my like fix.
Substance.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm getting a chocolate chip cookie. I sat. There was one person ahead of me at Sugar and Plum, whatever the fuck. and there was one woman in front of me getting those like macaroons.
Right.
Taking forever, and I'm sitting there going, just give me the fucking cookie so I can get out of here and eat it and be miserable about this decision. Like, sitting there being like, just give me the fucking cookie. Right. And then I was just like, you know what? This is God telling me not to do it. And I walked out.
You left.
In a
huff.
You
didn't get the cookie?
Didn't get the cookie. It was God telling me it wasn't. And you could see the woman behind the counter like doing like this. And I just go, I did the most old Jewish woman thing. I just went, ugh, and I walked out.
That's like unbelievable self-control.
I mean, self-control or forced control?
Forced.
Yeah.
I have a better dessert recommendation for you if you're still looking around.
I don't even
want
to know. I don't even what the cookie.
Emac and Bolio's.
I love Emac and Bolio's.
I'm right here.
I know it is. Don't even tempt the beast.
I'm gonna skip the rest of our games and just ask you one more question that we wanted to ask you for a while.
Oh no!
Is what is the male obsession with The Rock? Because girls like don't like him at all. We saw your tweet.
It.
We know he replied to you. I've heard many guys be like, "The Rock is amazing."
Here's
they
what
love
I'll tell you
Rock.
About.
I don't get it.
Here's The Rock. Okay. it's The Rock and I go back and forth on Twitter.
Often? You know,
twice. So okay. That's often enough. I've been a Rock fan, like, because I used to watch wrestling with, like, my dad and brother.
Okay.
So, like, that era of WWE was, like, a big, like, an era that I was very into. He's funny. He's jacked. And he is an athlete. That is, like, okay. Everything every guy wants to be. So, like, when you see him on the mic, like, on the mic for WWE, like, when he used to, like, do, like, interviews, mm-hmm. Nobody was better. Like nobody. Now, he's one of the most famous people in the world, like, coming from that world. Like, I've always been obsessed with him because it's, like, he's just what guys are told is a guy.
Right.
Funny, jacked, athlete.
That's funny.
You know? So, makes like, sense. We're all going to obsess over him because we're, like, yeah, that's the goal. You know, right. Like, totally.
It makes so much
I
sense.
Saw, yeah.
And,
so
and he's super motivated. He's like, if you follow him on Instagram, like, what I make fun of him for, and it's true, is that nobody can make you feel worse about your life than The Rock.
Because he's got it. He's like a triple threat.
6 a.m. in the gym, being like, I love it in the gym, full sweat. And then he's like doing like a radio interview later, and then he's drinking tequila. Like, it's like, oh, you're just the best.
He's it's, just the best guy.
It's so I have inside info too that he is the coolest.
Girls, he just like, girls just like don't give a shit about him.
I know.
It's funny though. But I was talking to a guy about this. I was talking to a guy about this, and I was like, I don't really understand. Guys love The Rock. I don't get it at all. And they're like, yeah, it's like the way that like guys feel about the fact that girls love Chrissy Teigen. They like don't get it at all.
I don't get Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I don't get it.
I think it's kind of similar. Like, Chrissy Teigen, it has, like, the triple threat. Like, she's hot, she's funny, and she has, like, a good marriage with a cute baby.
Well,
she's
the
triple
goals.
Threat.
She's goals.
She's goals for yeah. a girl the way The Rock is.
And she's with a guy that's, like a soft side to him. He's a singer.
Right.
You know, he writes his own
they
stuff.
They seem happy.
They seem happy. You inspired a Chrissy Teigen.
I remember.
Tweet. And it wasn't because you guys were like fawning over him, but I you guys were with her one day.
Yeah, she's
and,
cool.
But I was saying, I don't understand how Chrissy gets the love and Kim K gets the hate.
Because Chrissy doesn't take herself too seriously.
She doesn't.
You think Kim
tape.
Takes herself seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
She also like Chrissy's
smarter. Chrissy's Kim without a sex tape.
No. Chrissy has like a more loose personality.
She's more
less
self-aware.
Vain. She like.
Would Chrissy ever admit to the fact that like she's honestly has no real like attribute that's made her famous?
Listen, she wrote a cookbook.
This is what I'm saying.
No, she actually.
The cookbook is so ridiculous to me.
It has highly caloric food, so she's cool and laid back. Okay.
I guess I don't hate Chrissy as much as
you love
it's never.
Him.
It's never. I love the. It's just that I love The Rock. No, it's not the person that pisses you off. It's what they produce. So I think it's Chrissy produces this like version of a hot chick that's like pizza, and then oh, you're so fine. And it's like come on,
right?
You're saying like the effect she has on girls.
I think she's showing personality-less girls who they could imitate. To right. have a personality.
I could see that.
That's kind of what bothers me. And that's very right. deep.
They're borrowing her fake personality.
Like, Chrissy right. likes junk food. And, like, Chrissy's this famous because she likes junk food and can make fun of herself.
Right.
And then, so you have these, like Instagram models that just go by that math.
Philosophy, right.
You know, they're like, oh, talk about fattening food, even though you look like you've never eaten a onion ring in your life.
Right, but they can't do it as good as she has because it's not real.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not real. It's not honest from them. Right. I feel this is what right. I think. I'm more right. annoyed with.
I think the general idea is that it's not Chrissy Teigen. It's the idea that like Chris, she's probably really great. Actually,
this is what I'm saying. Yes,
it's right. It's the people who are like. Oh, like, I'm just like Chrissy Teigen. I also love pizza, and yes. I'm therefore, like, hysterical.
It's like a paint-by-numbers right. personality. There's a dishonesty
That's
to
an
it.
Amazing idea, paint-by-numbers personality.
Because it exists now, because we're
it's
all
a basic
getting...
bitch.
We're,
it's the same
thing. No, but it's even, not. It's like everyone, like... There's,
it's like trying to not... It's like the worst than the basic bitch, because it's like trying to be, like, an edgy bitch when there's nothing actually going on.
Absolutely.
Right, but but if you think about it, you could probably, like, see this, like, there's a lot of different versions of this. So there's, like, the girl who wants to be, like, a Chrissy Teigen. Then
yes.
there's, like, a girl who wants to be more like right. a Kim Kardashian, where she's not, like, fucking around with her, like, selfies.
Yes.
She's just, like...
Anyone who lists like food as a hobby is like that exact person.
I see it on these dating apps a lot. Because
unless
like,
they're fat,
like, what are your passions?
Then it's probably true.
It's true, it's like everyone eats. It's like that, because you have a lot of money, that means you have better taste in food because you have more money to spend on it. Does not make you like, that's not a hobby.
It's just have a little humility and have a little, just be a little bit honest. It just feels dishonest. Like, and I think the internet has brought us together so much that we're like, there's no room to bullshit on the internet.
Right.
Everyone knows when you're bullshitting.
Well, there's no room to bullshit, but yet everything is bullshit.
Everything's bullshit. So when you see it, that's why like a meme about bullshit blows up, because it's like, finally.
Right. Someone fucking said it.
Yeah.
Right. What we've all been thinking.
Yeah.
All right. It has been so great having you on
today. I love coming on. Sorry to make
you go
long.
It's the longest podcast you ever had, because we did not want to leave you.
I couldn't leave. And I love coming on here. So
don't leave. Well,
please come back.
Please come back.
I'll come
back.
It wasn't over.
It still isn't over. And stop liking Instagram models' pictures.
Fine.
We're going to notice. Yeah. We follow
fine.
You. We're
going to know.
There's no benefit. Just realize that there's nothing you can get from it.
If you're a plus size model on Instagram, I've probably liked your picture. I got to say. That's
for all those listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're out there, JTrain56 on Twitter.
So that he doesn't have to like it.
Jared.
No, know that he likes it in his heart.
Yeah, I'm there smiling. I'm like the, this is a bad reference for this podcast, but I'm like the janitor in Rudy in the lot, in the hallway clapping for you.
Yeah, he's there.
I
just
remember that.
Just yes. DM him first. You don't need his likes.
Who's the wild man now?
All right.
That's another character.
We don't get that. We don't. That's not a girl movie. It's like The Rock.
Yeah.
Just go hang out with The Rock. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.